Blog Talk Radio.
Dance to the DJ Mike Q, brother. Wow. Shot.
Let's go, let's go, let's go, let's go. For those of you who don't know me, just I'll take your tsunami. Compensating from NYC, so you know I'm gonna do this beat. So when I coach you up, you better get your life so the girls can hit that floor. So swing your man, count for getting the dip, so the dudes can give me a score.
Just give me the beat, cause I'm about to go in. Yes, I say I'm at it again. The twisted chance is on the fight. I got you, bitch, so you know you all right. Yes, I represent the new school. Back on up, get up off my shoes. What you do to vote, get my shoes. You can't vote, so get a clue.
This is the soft thing, feminine. This is the soft thing, cunt. The cunt feminine, put these on the fist. Philly, but she's all cunt. Eat it for me, NYC. Jersey, NDC. Watch over, you ready, bitch? Let's serve. Soft is the best, but soft thing, cunt. Give it to me and pass the blunt.
I got trusted, backed up my back for a ball I heard was in wrong. So I got to the ball, I told all the girls, but I couldn't find my way home. So I called for my crossing back in the city, and I thought I had to make my change. When I said, Bimba, need you to do me a favor, bitch, I need you to send me a brain. Roar, bitch, call me a cab. Roar, bitch, call me a train. Roar, bitch, call me a cab, cause I'm going insane in my brain.
Try every rapper, G. Dot. This shit's so rough for me. I'm damn bitch. So damn bitch.
How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, app? How you gonna fix it, fix it, fix it? How you gonna fix it, fix it, app?
Juice is okay, two pops, a lot of channels whenever you age. But AC is free, when you wanna call for $25.95, you get on the team. 877-393-4444.
January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, November, December. Bitch, when's your birthday? Never gonna glory is Pisces, Aries, Taurus, Gemini, Cancer, Leo, Virgo, Libra, Scorpio, Sagittarius, girl, what your zodiac sign?
That's half the fun, this beat is sick. I wanna take a vow on my disco stick. Don't think too much, this bust that click. When I take a vow on my disco stick, I never had nobody show me all the things. You show me in the switch with a film, nigga. We will always be together, baby, that's what you told me. I believe you, I never had nobody to be like you. I never had nobody to be like you. I never had nobody to be like you. I never had nobody to be like you, like you, like you. Yeah, bling, bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, you know I come, come. Bling bling, boy, you wanna be in my drum? Be in my drum, cause you know I cop 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 cop
cop cop.
Feels like I'm going in circles, you're like a maze I can't get through. Should I go, should I go, should I go left? Should I go, should I go, should I go right? Feels like I'm going in circles, you're like a maze I can't get through. Should I go, should I go, should I go left? Should I go, should I go, should I go right? Always in my face, trying to start a fight. Always in my face, trying to start a fight. Always in my face, always in my face. Always in my face, face, face. What? Always in my face, trying to start a fight. Always in the bar, trying to start a fight. Always in my face, always in my face. Always in my, always in my face. What? 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 What you wanna do? What you trying to do, bitch? What? 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 What you wanna do? What you trying to do, bitch?
Ooh yay, at a bay earthquake. All day, I trade me may. My name ain't day to the Anche. Don't try to figure it out. Ooh yay, at a bay earthquake. All day, I trade me. My name ain't day to the Anche. Don't try to figure it out. Ow, don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it out. Ooh yay, all day, I trade Igabe. Don't try to figure it out. Ow, ooh yay, I trade all day Igabe. Don't try to figure it out. Ow, don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it out. Ooh, don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it. Don't try to figure it out. Ooh.
That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm juicy. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm juicy. Juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm hot. Juicy, I'm juicy, give me what I want. Juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm juicy, I'm hot. That's why you don't have that juice. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm so much better than you. That's why you don't have that juice. Bitch, I'm juicy.
Every-
everybody follow me. Some little bit of controversy. Can you wear cinnamon but at me? Cause I feel so empty without me. 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 Cause I feel so empty without me.
What are you gagging for? It's just Kelly.
Girlfriends, and let them know that we are live back on the air for another installment of the show. This is Monday, October 22nd, 2019, and this is another installment of Petty Mondays, where we can always be here for the shit, honey. You know, Petty Mondays get real petty, honey. The girls call in here, they drop all type of tea, read all types of bitches, say what they want, do what they want, and feel how they want, bitch. And it's Monday, so everybody get a pass on Monday night to be whoever you want to be, with no judgment, honey. We're always here for the motherfucking shit, honey. Well, Amaya is running a little late. I don't know where Jason is at as of yet. Marcus has not answered his phone. So I don't know where the children is at tonight, honey. But we are live and we are here for the motherfucking shit, bitch. You know, the show must go on, honey. It must go on. Shout out to everybody that's on Facebook Live. Shout out to everybody that's on the YouTube Live. I just want to shout you out. First and foremost, before we get into the show, I want to say a happy birthday shout out to my girl, Miss Motherfucking T.S. Madison. Today is her birthday. Happy birthday, T.S. Madison. She is live, loud, and in color tonight in Baltimore, honey. With my Judy on duty. His birthday is at 12 o'clock tonight. It's his official birthday. But they're both in Baltimore tonight, and that's motherfucking Lonnie B. Happy birthday to my Judy, motherfucking Lonnie, motherfucking B, and my sister T.S. Madison. They in Baltimore tonight having the Queen Supreme Court live in Baltimore, Maryland tonight, honey, okay? Baby, so shout out to motherfucking T.S. Madison. Her birthday is today. Lonnie B's birthday is at 12 o'clock. So shout out and happy birthday, Lonnie B. And shout out and happy birthday, T.S. motherfucking Madison. Trey, happy birthday to Trey. His birthday was on Saturday, Yanni. Yes, happy birthday, Trey. Trey, what did you do for your birthday, Trey? I know you was up here in New York and shit. Did you go to the black party and shit, Trey, like that and stuff? You know, it was a lituation. Make sure y'all share this live. Make sure y'all invite all y'all friends to this live on Facebook. Do not add, you cannot add me as a friend on Facebook, but you can definitely follow me on Facebook. I cannot add any more friends, but you can definitely follow me on Facebook. Thank you. I was in Brooklyn. It was a party. You went to the party in Brooklyn. They had the black party, and it was lit, honey. I was at the Octagon Warehouse reunion on 35th Street this Saturday. I went there for a little while. Me and my daughters, Erica, Ayana, and Fifi, and Quanice, and Treasure, and Octavia, and Imani, and all of us, we went out to the We went out to the old Octagon reunion party to celebrate Andre's, Miss Rawhees' birthday and things like that at the Octagon reunion, honey. Then I tipped up out of the air, honey, and I came on home. The kids went on over to the black party, honey, and I came on home, you know, to be in the house and just chill, relax, relate, and release, honey, and shit. Bebe, what's going on? How you doing, Bebe? I see Bebe on my live. I haven't seen Bebe in so long, honey, okay? What's going on, Jarell? I see Jarell on my live. What's going on to people over here on YouTube? How y'all doing over here on YouTube? Tonight you invited me out Saturday night, but I ended up getting too lit. Oh, hey, Cedric, what's going on? Justin, what's the tea, Justin? How you doing? So I got some tea that I'm going to talk about, but I'm going to wait for Amaya to get here before I pump the tea. But while I wait for Amaya to get here, I know Little B. Hey, Little B, what's going on? Are you still at work? I see you, Kelly. I ain't see you either. Where was you at, Boogie? I ain't see you. I was up in there. I got pictures, honey, okay? Where was you at, Boogie? Because I ain't see you, Boogie. I ain't see you up in the place, Boogie, so what's the tea? I was there, Boogie. Honey, okay, Boogie, look, I was right there, Boogie. You see me in the background right there with Andre, Boogie, and all my girls? I was right there, honey. I was up in there, Boogie. I was up in the place. I ain't see you. Oh, you off of work, Little B? Honey, I just, you know, Little B, like, text my joint, like, yo, oh, no, you got to go to work tomorrow and shit, honey, so, you know, I saw everybody, you name but you. You already know the type of girl I am, baby, okay? Boogie, I don't do, it was extremely crowded up in there. I don't do all of that sweating and stuff and people rubbing up against me and stuff. I'm at work late. Oh, okay. I don't do all of those people rubbing up against me and sweating and all of that stuff. So, you know, when you come right through the door, I had got me a little seat right over there, honey, and I sat over there, baby. It was nice and cool over there in that section. I don't do all of that rubbing up and shit like that and all of that stuff, child. It was just too much. So I had to find me a little seat, bring the kids over to Andre. They say happy birthday to Andre. We took a couple of pictures with Andre, and we dashed, relate, and released the body of that motherfucking bitch, honey, and went on about our business. Hey, LaTish. Hey, Tish. What's going on? So, I know it's like 3 o'clock in the morning. I know it's like 3 o'clock in the morning over in Paris right now. So, I don't know if any of the Paris kids is up right now, you know, because it's early in the morning over there. It's 3 o'clock in the morning because I know. Because when I was in Paris, I was gagging, honey, that I had to stay up until 3 o'clock in the morning for it to be 9 o'clock over here for me to do the show. But what I want to say, to the Paris children and to the children that's overseas in general, okay? When you have these girls coming from the States and things like that, okay? Don't let these girls from the States come over to your scene, okay? And try to manipulate and control your scene, baby, okay? Y'all girls over there overseas have been doing a wonderful and a great job with the things that y'all are doing and the way y'all run y'all balls and things of that nature. Do not let these old bitter bitches, Miss Thing bitch, that ain't really nobody bitch, okay? But they may be somebody to you girls, that's because they in y'all houses and things of that nature. Come over there and sit up on y'all panel and act like they fabbing and what they are, bitch, okay? Because half of these bitches, girl, a bitch don't even ask them to judge over here. So, bitch, they be grateful for when y'all call them or they come over to y'all country or to y'all city and get up on a motherfucking panel. They be grateful when y'all ask them to sit over in y'all panel. And then they try to act like they high and mighty and all types of motherfucking shit. And they know cricket motherfucking rickets type of motherfucking bitches when it comes to the state. I'm just saying, okay? Have Nia be called to the show and explain herself. I don't know. Are you going to call in and explain Are you going to call in and explain? No, Letitia, I'm not doing all of that, Letitia. But maybe you'll call in when I drop this other piece of tea, Letitia. Maybe you'll call in, or maybe Boogie will call in, honey. One of the PR reps from the House of Revlon will call in and stuff. So, yeah, I don't know why was I tagged in that motherfucking post, Miss Thing, about Niambi. So maybe somebody will call in here and stuff like that and give me the tea, honey, okay? So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I'm just saying in general, I'm not mentioning nobody names. I just made a general statement, honey, about overseas. Okay, I just made a general statement, and I'm going to leave my general statement as a general statement. Now, if y'all want to go back and do y'all research and find out things of that nature, then y'all go back and y'all do y'all research and y'all find out the things that y'all need to find out. But you bitches need to stop feeling all fab and almighty, Miss Thing, when you go overseas or you go to these little motherfucking cities, Miss Thing, where nobody don't know your name and you're barely motherfucking legend or you barely motherfucking icon, Miss Thing, and then you go to these little cities or these other countries, Miss Thing girl, and you acting like you a motherfucking Tony Revlon or a motherfucking Stuart motherfucking Ebony, Miss Thing, or Andre Mizrahi or Kelly Mizrahi or Jack Mizrahi when y'all get to these motherfucking places, Miss Thing. Nobody knows your name, Miss Thing girl, okay? Ain't nobody checking for you. So you should be grateful when you get over there and stop having your nose in the air, bitch, like you have the right to have your motherfucking nose in the motherfucking air, Miss Thing girl. Oh, no, honey, okay? But I'ma keep it at that, honey, and shit, bitch. But if you bitches ever, in a day, think that y'all gonna feel it, on my time, I'ma just leave it at my time. I'm not even gonna say a name. If y'all ever think that y'all gonna feel it on my time and my dime, bitch, I'll serve all you motherfucking bitches, Miss Thing. Cause I'm here for the motherfucking shit, Miss Thing, bitch. I'm just saying, honey, okay? I'm just saying, honey. No, I'm not reading Pretty in Pink, thank you. I'm not reading. I'm just stating facts. I don't need to read. I'm just stating the facts, honey. Okay, bitch. Names, Kelly, please. No, I don't need to give names, bitch. I don't need to give names, trust me. One thing I have learned, bitch, I don't need to give names when I talk shit about people. The bitches know who I'm talking about, and if they don't know who I'm talking about, they house members know who I'm talking about, and they'll make a post, they'll make a subliminal post, but won't tag me in the motherfucking post, talking all types of shit about me, but then somebody will see them talking shit about me and send me the motherfucking post, mistake. So I don't need to say their name, bitch, they know who I'm talking to, bitch, the message will get to them, bitch, I'm the voice, bitch, okay, bitch. Who needs to say what I need to say their name for, bitch? The girls know who it is. Okay? Hey, Paul. But we do not. Y'all figure it out. It ain't that hard, honey, okay? Hey, Paul. Hey, Yolanda. Hey, Cedric. Honey. Okay. I need Amaya to hurry up and get up on this motherfucking show. Is it in Ebony? Y'all want to know, is it an Ebony? Is it this person? Is it that person? It may be an Ebony. It may be a Chanel. It may be a Mizrahi. It may be a motherfucking Balenciaga. It may be a Revlon. It may be a LaBeija, Miss Thing. It may be an Aphrodite, Miss Thing girl. It may be a Milan. You just never know. But I knows every motherfucking thing, bitch. Keep telling y'all bitches, honey, bitch, this motherfucker, the phone stays motherfucking ringing and the phone stays motherfucking jumping, honey. And the tea always comes to my desk. Kelly, you're not here for this shit. No, I want you to be here for the motherfucking shit, Boogie. I'm waiting for Amaya to get up here, honey, okay? Yes, Kwanis, what's goody, Kwanis, honey? Yes. Honey, Y'all, I waited for Amaya to get here. I don't know where Marcus is at. Jason is probably still at work. Hold on. Jason is probably still at work. Marcus is probably knocked out sleep someplace. Honey, it's just a mess. Honey, you should have said the name. The bitch ate this phone. This phone is everything, honey. This phone gets y'all the tea, honey. Listen, I ain't got to tell y'all, it's just too much. Whatever goes, whatever shade, and I'm going to keep it real with you. Whatever shade that you have with bitches in the States, leave that shit in the States, whatever shade you have with bitches in the States. Leave that shit right in the motherfucking state, whatever shade you have with the bitches. Don't take that shade overseas, bitch, okay? Because trust and believe, bitch, you just may get knocked this day, girl. I'm just saying. Bitches will get knocked. What did Niambi do? I don't know what Niambi did. I waited for Amaya. She on her way driving home. Jason is probably just getting off of work and on his way home. Oh shit, I see that number. I know that motherfucking number. Oh, I know that number at the bottom of my list. I know who that number is. Amaya, you need to hurry up. I need a co-host up here with me. I see that number. I see that motherfucking Pioneer and iCar number on my motherfucking switchboards, bitch. I know that motherfucking number, bitch. You can't miss that motherfucking number, bitch. Oh, yeah, bitch. I know that number. I need Amaya to get here. I need a co-host up here with me. Jason is still at work. Oh, wait, hold on. Is this my brother from another mother?
What's the tea?
Baby, you asleep?
Yeah, what's good? I forgot.
Nothing, honey. I needed a co-host up here with me. I was waiting for you and Amaya to get up, and I just caught your phone, honey. And I was waiting for Amaya to get up here because I got some tea that came to my desk. And I don't know how true it is, so it's allegedly, honey, but baby. It's hot, baby. It is hot, honey. Okay. And I'm over here gagging, bitch, honey. Okay. So what's your tea, Marcus? How you doing? I'm waiting for Amaya. Amaya said she'll be here in about 5 minutes. I'm gonna give y'all the tea. I see that number on the switchboard. So you stay right there for the honey. Okay. I'm waiting. How was your weekend, Marcus? Yes! Work! Shout out to Giselle. Giselle, you must have slept all day from the BBB Club, honey, because it's 3:24 right now in Paris. So you must be slept all motherfucking day long. That's why you up this late, Giselle, honey, okay? Because it's 3:24 in Paris right now, honey, okay? Yes, honey. Spill the tea already. Y'all be so ready for the tea, honey. You gotta build it up. Like, wait. Like, y'all want the tea? Y'all think Wendy just give it to y'all? Honey, okay? Sit your ass down, Tat. Okay? Okay, Giselle just waking up, honey. She was at the BBB Club. They said the BBB Club was lit last night. Don't forget, December 6th through the 10th, I will be in motherfucking Paris. Don't forget the 14th through the 17th, bitch. I am invading motherfucking London, bitch. I will be live in motherfucking London the 14th through the 17th. I will be in London. It's going down, honey, in motherfucking London, bitch. I hope you bitches are motherfucking ready, and I hope you bitches are here. For the motherfucking shit, bitch. Because, oh my God. Marcus, are you back?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, honey. Wait, hold on. Let me taste this corned beef. Ooh. Sucker tack. Sucker. Ooh. Smack the damn mother down a flight of steps. Damn. You did that. Okay. Oh, Lord have mercy. Boom! Honey, watch out now. So
So, Marcus,
I was trying to wait for Amaya to get here before I pumped this tea. So, y'all know a couple of, y'all know, I think it was about a month ago or so, that Paris ex Revlon left the House of Revlon, overall mother of the House of Revlon left the House of Revlon. And she was she's now in a 007. I don't know what house she's going to be in or whatever of that nature. And so the tea was, well, allegedly the tea was that she had never asked nobody for no help when it came to her walking categories and things of that nature, but she was coming out to walk for the 5,000 coming up at 11:11. She was coming out to walk for the 5,000. And so she asked them for a little help when it came to her getting herself together for the category. I think they said it was around like $500 or $600 she had asked for towards her effect or whatever to get her stuff together for effect for the 5,000. And so they gave the very, that the girls over there gave the very, no ma'am, they wasn't helping her and everything like that. Allegedly, I'm saying, okay? Allegedly. And I'm going to keep saying allegedly. Allegedly, honey, and shit like that. And so then I'm sitting here to this afternoon, and I was watching television and shit like that, and then my phone rung, and they gave the very, girl, you know I don't, they gave the very, girl, you know I don't talk to you like that, girl, but I call you on Monday, girl, when there's some hot tea or something going on. And I gave the very, girl, well, what's going on, girl? That's a lie. Okay, well, Letitia, call in here, Letitia. I said allegedly, Letitia. That's why I said allegedly, Letitia, okay? But you can pick up the phone and call in here, Letitia, 646-668-8783. Letitia, the number is pinned at the bottom, Letitia. Call in here, bitch. You call in here any other time, call in here now. So then my phone rung this afternoon, and they said, the girl, I got some tea. And I get the ring, well, what's the tea? They gave the red, who you around? I gave the red, I ain't around nobody, honey, okay? It's just me and, you know, and him. And so they pumping me the tea. And I gave the red, what? They gave the very, yes. They gave the very, ooh, Tony ate it, Miss Thing. I gave the red, what? They gave the very, bitch, Tony don't get Angel back in the motherfucking House of R-E-V-L-O motherfucking N, Miss Thing, girl. And Miss Angel said, bitch, her first motherfucking battle, Miss Thing, girl, she want Miss Paris on the back of the motherfucking runway, Miss Thing, girl. This is allegedly, Miss Thing. This is what my sources is telling me, Miss Thing. And I'm going to continue to say allegedly, Miss Thing, allegedly. I don't know. Maybe a representative from the House of Revlon can call in here and give us the tea and let us know if it's true tea, false tea, or not. Or we'll just wait on 11:11 to see what's the tea and what's the da-gaga, honey. But they say Angel is back in the fold, honey, where she belongs, honey. Okay. Allegedly. I don't want nobody to sue me. I'm just saying, honey. Baby, listen. Oh, girl. I'm just saying. I'm only saying what came across my phone, honey, okay? So, now listen. I'm just saying. Y'all saying Angel never left, Miss Thing, honey, babe. Kelly, she's not coming out. Angel lies, Angel never left, she's not coming out. Well, they said Angel never left, she's not coming out. Well, I heard she was coming out, Miss Thing, girl, and she was coming back out. That's what y'all took from her. That's all I'm going to say. I'm only saying what I'm going to say. Bitch, let me tell y'all something. That motherfucking corn motherfucking beef, bitch, it is no motherfucking shade, bitch. I'm ready to cancel this motherfucking show right now for that motherfucking corn beef. It's no shade. That motherfucking shit is sucker tat sucker. Ooh, bitch. Corn beef make you want to kick your mother down a flight of steps. Marcus, are you there?
I'm here.
So what's the tea?
I'm waiting for you to spill the tea.
Oh, well, that was the tea. And I got some other tea too, honey. Honey, I need to talk about from the West Coast this day. Okay.
Well, maybe that'll be a little more juicy, cause.
Maybe that'll be a little more juicy. Come on, Jeannie. Is the bottom round?
Is who?
Divine, are you around? Can somebody please get the icon Divine International Chanel on the line? I need to get Divine on the thing, honey. I don't know who's going to win the coin, Miss Day. It's no shame. So, I'm going to wait until... I don't see your... Letitia, you press 1. Press 1, Letitia. I don't see your number. You know, I'll bring you right on, honey, okay? 929. Honey, hold on. Let me see. Okay, it's right here.
Is this the icon, Letitia Revlon, on the line? Can you hear me?
Yes, Letitia,
yes,
and Keisha's
you.
On here as well.
Hey, Keisha, what's the tea?
Hey, Kelly.
What's going on?
I got on here with Letitia because I don't know. If that girl they told you that is bored and she just wants something to gossip about, but she sound retarded. And I also wanted you to know that Angel never left the house of Revlon. And why would we send, if Angel want to get out and walk, that would be on Angel want to get out and walk. We don't need to send no one for Paris.
Okay, well, baby, I said allegedly, honey.
Whoever told you that, they just being bored and petty.
Well, whoever told me that, y'all being bored and y'all petty.
But you got to say Revlon. Just say Keisha saying y'all bored and y'all being petty because bitch, that's no tea at all. Of course, nobody's dead. It's not even no gossip.
Okay, well, I'm just saying, honey, baby, but I can't wait, honey. I'll be at 11:11, honey. I can't wait. I got my VIP ticket, honey, okay? Man, I haven't seen Angel shake a building in a long time. I would love to see her out on the floor, honey.
Okay, so is that all?
Yeah, was that everything?
That's all. Congratulations to the House of Revlon for winning the most trophies in Paris this weekend, honey. Okay.
Oh, we don't need
they
that. We used
Paris.
To doing that. That's not been new for us.
Paris.
We don't need all that. But thank you, though. We'll take it.
And won a lot of trophies, honey. And you know, I definitely got to give it up to the Paris Revlons, honey. They definitely do storm and be winning, honey. But I'll see them at the Balenciaga Ball, honey, in December. I'm coming for the shit. honey. Okay, thank y'all for calling in, though.
Y'all have a good one,
sweetheart. You know we here for the shit, baby.
I know you always here for the shit, Letitia. I already know, honey. Okay? Why? So I'm going to get an email. Stop emailing me right now. I'm working. Don't email me right now, honey. Yes. Oh, yeah. Yes, Giselle. Y'all saw, bitch. I've seen y'all pictures. Y'all look really cute and y'all effects and things like that and stuff, honey. But y'all better be ready 12:17, honey, because I'm coming to Paris. And I'm coming to shut the building down, honey. And then we go into the BBB after that. Honey, okay? And we go into the after party and shit, honey. I love me some motherfucking Paris, honey, okay? Paris is my new second home, honey. I need Divine up here on this phone, honey, because I need to know how true this is with the tea that I got about Divine, honey, okay? So maybe Divine can call... Maybe Divine can definitely call in here, honey, and clear up this tea that's going around about her name and shit, honey. Okay. Dante is everything in the BBB club. Oh, it's everything. Who won $1,000 in Kentucky this weekend, Marcus? Marcus.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
Oh, performance, the $1,000 performance was won by West, legendary Lamont West, and runway was won by Slim Revlon.
Oh, congratulations,
from,
Slim
Revlon.
Congratulations, Lamont West, for winning your $1,000 win this weekend in St. Louis.
Kentucky.
Yeah,
congratulations.
I keep getting this motherfucking corned beef, bitch. Sugar up. You're gonna make me end the motherfucking show, bitch.
Well,
okay.
This is divine night. Go ahead and spill the divine tea.
Well, allegedly, they said, divine. It's some ballroom reality show that's coming out real soon and things. And they said they wanted Devon to be a part of the show, but Devon gave the rest. She don't want to be a part of the show. She wants to be a producer on the show. And they gave the very, no, ma'am, Miss Thing, what do you do to be a producer on a motherfucking show, Miss Thing? They gave the very, your credentials and shit is not there for you to be a producer, Miss Thing, girl. Now, if you want to be a principal and have a principal role on the show, you can have a principal role. But a producer? Girl, have a seat, Miss Thing, girl. That's what they said, allegedly, honey. Maybe Devon can call in here. We haven't heard from Devon in a long time, honey. Maybe Devon can call in here, honey, and give us the tea, honey. And then when she call in here, we can ask her some other questions when she call in here, okay? Bitch. Yes, T-Boy, that corned beef got my eyes. That corned beef, T-Boy, got my eyes watering, bitch, okay? That motherfucking corned beef. Bitch, make you want to kick your grandmother down a flight of motherfucking steps, bitch. That corned beef is so cute. Marcus, but did you hear that tea on Devon?
I didn't hear that about her. I heard that about but I heard about the show.
Oh, you heard about the show? Well, that's the tea that I had got mistaken. I must say allegedly, honey. You know I'm always gonna say allegedly, honey. When it comes to the tea, honey, it's always allegedly, honey. Okay. Listen. Oh, so I just seen Omar just come up. I just seen Omar's Legacy come up on the live, and I also seen Scooter come up on the live. So. I think on Friday night it was the return of the Globe on Friday night. And so, listen, the girls, I haven't been to the Globe in years, honey. I love the Globe. I used to have fab motherfucking mini balls back at the Globe back in the days, bitch. With Omar and shit back in the days. But the girls was motherfucking reading, Miss Thang girl, okay? The girls read down, honey. They gave the ready. The girls came out to have a good time, Miss Thang. They told them that it was going to be over at 4 o'clock, Miss Thang. They said girls pulled up in there at 2:30, Miss Thang. They said they gave out a couple of awards, Miss Thang. And by 3 o'clock, they kicked all the girls out, Miss Thang. And the girls was motherfucking gagging, Miss Thang, bitch. Because the girls have traveled near and far to come to the motherfucking party, Miss Thang. And they got kicked out, Miss Thang. I was gagging, honey. I gave the rate, damn, bitch, because y'all know I was going to go to the Globe on Friday night. But I couldn't make it because I was out at the motherfucking, I was out at the movies. So I couldn't make it to the Globe because I was at the movies, honey. Okay. So I'm just saying, that's what the girls said, bitch. I'm only telling y'all what the girls pumped me, bitch. I don't know. I wasn't there. So maybe Scooter can call in, or maybe Omar can call in and tell us exactly what happened. Oh, Devon said call her. Okay, hold on. Let me open up the phone, honey. Let me open up the phone and go to my book, honey. Hold on. Let me go to my phone, honey. Hold on. Let me get
Let me get Devon's number right here, honey. Hold on. Okay. Let me get Devon's number and call her, honey. Oh, wait. I ain't even typing it in, honey. Hold on. They said call Devon, honey. Hold on. Let's get Devon up on the line, honey. We call in the icon Devon Chanel.
Hello?
Hello, sister.
Hi, what's going on?
What's going on, sister? Well, you know, girl, the red phone has been ringing, honey, okay? And the girl said that they got a new show that's coming out, a ballroom reality show that's coming out, and that they wanted you to be a part of the show, and you gave the very no. I'm not going to be a part of the show. I want to be a producer on the show. And the girls gave the very, they gave the very no, ma'am, girl. What gives you the credit to think that you should be a producer? True or false, sis?
Totally false. I didn't want to produce that show. I'm not even a producer. I have the slightest idea of how to even produce a television show. The show was just not geared in the direction that of something that I necessarily I'm on track with right now. Like I'm too old for what they're doing.
Oh,
I'm not doing that. Like it just if I was 25 and feeling like you know like I wanted to be back in a regeneration of things, then yeah. But no, I ain't got time for that. Not for what they asking.
Okay.
And I'm not that hungry for it, but if you want the real scoop on the show, what's really happening is a lot of hair pulling and fighting, a lot of hair pulling and arguing on set yesterday, or on the 20th, girls all vying for power and precision and placement, and everybody wants to be that girl on that set. And it's to me for Wire, it's getting ready to be like a train wreck of egos. So I don't want to be involved in that anyway.
Oh.
I want to be involved in that, but I don't want to be involved in a train wreck of egos. If it's going to be that, I definitely don't want to touch it. Because I don't have time for that. We just, you know, it's like, mm-mm.
Marcus, you was about to say something?
Well, tell us more about the train wreck of egos.
Well, from what I heard, you know, different people are just buying it. Everybody wants to have creative control or say that it should be this way, and certain girls feel like, oh, they're legends, so this girl shouldn't say anything or shouldn't be telling them what to do. Other girls want to run the team for the house. Everybody wants to be the leader. You know how that goes. Everybody wants to be the leader, tell everybody else what to do, and seem like they're the big dog in front of the producers because, of course, these producers have no idea of what really goes on in this genre. So it's all they know is what people tell them or try to, you know, get them to perceive of them.
So can you tell us allegedly I heard this is the second cut of this show. The first cut that they was doing with some girls from the West Coast, they gave the very that it was very blah 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 blah.
Yeah, because certain girls, you know, every girl was not on the list and participating. They only pulled like you know, it was that the crowd of people they had. It was out of the, I think it was maybe four or five big hitters, and then the rest was kind of like girls that are like, you know, they doing their thing. They, you know, they hit and missing, and they doing this and they doing that, but it's not, you know. Not nothing to really write home about.
Damn. Y'all girls need to do better, honey, when they turn these cameras on in front of y'all, honey, girl. Y'all better give them charisma. Y'all better give them spunk. Y'all better give them attitude. Y'all can't go in there being bitch, the bottom of the barrel type of motherfucking bitches, even though y'all know y'all the bottom of the barrel type of motherfucking bitches. Y'all better give them chemistry, okay? I'm just saying.
Yeah, they were very, you know, like from what I got, the way that, you know, I don't know, it can be a circus if it does not get tamed soon. Like if people are not put in a place and told, you know, let them know who's what and who's running what, it's going to get real crazy, and I don't got time for it. Like I can't do that.
Sound like
It sound like how I started the show, how I started the beginning of this show, bitch. You know, girls go places, mistake, bitch, where they have no validation or things of that nature, bitch, and then they want to feel like they are girls that should be validated, bitch, girl. Like, you know, girls go overseas, bitch, and feel like, you know, that they're really fab, like they are Tony Revlon or Stewart or Andre when they go overseas. That's how these girls is feeling on this set right now, okay? Girl, when they're not even that, bitch, and they should be humble to even be in the presence of these people.
That is correct. I think it's only a handful of people that really have strong, steady, standing resume. The rest of them, they're just, you know, they've been in the workforce, but they really don't have much, to, you know.
Oh. Omar, inbox me your number. I've given Scooter the number right now, honey. Hold on, honey. Okay, honey, okay. Well, sis, I want to thank you for allowing us to cool you, sis, and shit, and get the tea, honey. I got some other tea, honey, but we'll talk about that offline, honey, okay?
Okay, I'll call you.
Okay, love you.
All right, good night, you guys. Love you.
Okay, hold on. We got a caller. 4-4-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8-3-8- You want the girls. You want the girls to think you still got that number, Miss Thing, because you ain't turned her off yet, Miss Thing. Girl, you are so shady, Miss Thing. You old queens are so shady, Miss Thing. You libations are so shady, Miss Thing.
Oh, my God. We ain't no more shadier than them G-Ball cheese.
Oh, what about those G-Ball cheese? What G-Ball cheese, Miss Thing? The house of G-Ball cheese closed years ago.
You sure?
Honey, yes.
Oh, okay.
Baby, the house of G-Ball cheese closed years ago. What are you talking about?
You want to walk right past me.
I want to know what team y'all been to say. Stop acting like y'all holding shit, Miss Thing. What team y'all got that I don't know about? Because y'all know I don't be on, y'all know I don't be on Facebook, bitch. Y'all know I post up my status, Miss Thing, bitch. And then I pump, Miss Thing. So what team y'all talking about? Hey, Nicole. What's up,
hey, Nicole.
Sis?
Hey, Nicole.
You said G-Ball, she missing. Mind you, I was just watching the awards ball from 2002, honey, when me and the legendary Shaisha Ebony was the last battle for Big Girl Sex Siren, honey, and I was Kelly G-Ball, she, Miss Dave. I was just watching that earlier before I got on the show. So what made you bring up G-Ball, she?
Oh, just something that came across my desk.
What?
Same thing that came across your desk.
I don't know. Nothing ain't come across my desk.
No.
I need to know what came across your desk, because what comes across my desk don't always come across your desk. And what comes across my desk, sometimes it don't come across your desk. So I don't know.
Well, allegedly somebody was trying to reopen up Andre's house.
You said what, Marcus?
I thought we had another call, though.
I'm waiting for Omar to send me his number, and then he's gonna once he send me his number, I'm gonna call him, and then Scooter's gonna come on right after Omar, honey, and we're gonna talk about the globe, honey. But until then, honey, okay, we're gonna talk about this. Oh, Nicole, you got a new position, Nicole? Okay, hold on. I got Omar's number right now, honey, okay? Hold on. Oh, Nicole got a new position. Work, Nicole. Work for your promotion, Nicole. What's your new position, ho? Girl, they are giving out positions over there. Corn in the building. Honey, I know that's right. Hold on. We're going to get Omar on the line right now, honey. Hold on. Oh, no, she said no to Jarrell, the Jarrell tea.
Hello?
Hi, Omar. What's going on?
Hey, Kelly, what's poppin'? What's poppin'?
The girls was upset Saturday, honey. I woke up.
Why the girls was upset? It was a reunion party. That's what it was. It was really not a ball. We just threw two or three categories in there just to have a little fun, but it was a reunion. It was about people seeing each other they ain't saw in a long time. And that's what it was about. And the girls came out at 1:30, and the doors opened at 9. And they knew we had to give away awards. We had like 30 awards to give away. And then the time just ran out. You know, North shuts down at 3. But, you know, I'll be breaking laws, but this particular law I couldn't break because this is a new under new ownership. So they told us we had to go. So I'm throwing a free ball next month so all the girls could get in free, you know. But it wasn't a ball. It was a reunion.
Well,
it was a reunion.
That the girls thought that it was a mini ball. Girls said that they said on the flyer that it was going to be open until 4. Did they get there?
No, it didn't. It said we open at 9 p.m. It never had a closing time. Bring the flyer up. It'll tell you 9 o'clock is the opening time for that event, 9 o'clock, because we wanted to get everything done in that time. So we was open at 9. Nobody came out to 1:30. And then they're expecting for somebody to make miracles happen. When they say shut it down, you have to shut it down. I don't own the city of Newark. That's what they don't understand. They always quit. Katrina started this. Katrina Ebony started all this because she was mad. But my whole thing is, you know, inbox me and say what you have to say.
The girl said that they was very upset because girls had took Ubers from the city and all types of things, and they said they thought they was coming out to have a good time. They said they left the bar in the city to go and support the Globe because they thought it was going to be a mini ball and it was going to be a festive time, and they said they got...
No, but Kelly, if you bring the flyer up, you don't see nothing about mini ball on there. We had through the two categories in just to be doing that. But it was a party. It was a reunion. That's what it was. If it was a ball, we would have a ball flyer. There was no ball flyer. That's what I'm trying to say. We had threw that in at the end. We didn't know they was going to cut us 45 minutes. So I said, this is what I'll do. I'll just throw a free function. It'll be a free ball, and it'll be in memory of the people we lost. Straight up. That's what it's supposed to be. But I'm just going to throw a free ball, and everybody could get in free. I don't care. I'm not beat for it. You know I'm not beat for it. I'm not that type of person.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You know, I feel bad that they came there to vote. Katrina said she came in to vote. All right, so we'll have a free function, everybody getting free. That's it.
Okay.
Like, I don't know why they, you know, they got it all mixed up. Everybody got there at 1:30. The place was open at 9 o'clock. We was all standing there waiting for everybody. Everybody came in at 1:30. We didn't have no time to give out all the awards. Now, people mad at me because I got 7 awards here at my house. Like, we didn't have enough time because everybody didn't get there till 1:30. So we ran out of time. North shuts down at 3. Omar be breaking a lot of laws, I'm telling you. North shuts down at 3 o'clock.
They said somebody called the cops and everything.
No, the guy that run the hall called the cops. So that's why I'm not fucking with that hall no more. But it wasn't Omar's fault. Omar was on the mic giving out awards, and somebody came in and said, the cops outside, it's 3 o'clock, it's time to close. Omar was giving out awards. That's where Omar was at, and they cut me short. So how they blaming me for that? That's crazy. And they blaming me for the shit. That's some crazy shit right there.
Yeah, because they was mad, honey. Okay.
Yeah, they was mad, and I was telling them that if they was leaving, you know, we'll have a free function. I'm not beat. I'll let all y'all in for free. What's up? Like, it ain't no big thing. It was only supposed to be two categories, two cast categories, and it wasn't even no trophies. It wasn't a ball flyer out that said we was having no ball or nothing. It was just a word of mouth. It was a reunion, and then we just threw the categories in for fun, like we would do at a party. We'd just throw a little mini ball in. It wasn't no really real mini ball. That's what I'm trying to say. It was just two or three categories. It wasn't a real mini ball. It was a reunion. And then we were supposed to give out awards. So the girls got it all twisted up. They always lying and stuff. Yo, stop lying so much, man. Like, that shit is crazy. You know I'm not about that type of business. I'm up here staying open at 7 and 8 o'clock in the fucking morning. Who does that? I'm breaking all these motherfucking laws. Like, come on. They don't never appreciate nothing. That's why Omar left the scene for like a year and a half. Because I don't have time for it. Know what I'm saying?
Somebody's inboxing me and they saying, yes, it was a ball. Why did you ask for Snooki to be hired if it wasn't a ball?
No, I said we threw in three categories for the reunion, and we called Snooki over there. And Snooki, if you see Snooki's statement, Snooki said she had a nice time. Because guess what? Snooki got paid. I don't play those games.
Listen, let me tell you something. I'm going to keep it real, bitch. I tell motherfuckers all the time, bitch, okay? I go to parties, bitch, and they be like, oh, the girls left, and they went to other motherfucking parties, respect. Bitch, I don't give a fuck if a bitch left and went to another motherfucking party, bitch. As long as you got my motherfucking booking fee at the end of the night, bitch, I had a good
time. Yeah, ask Snooki. Snooki got paid just to come there. Scooter booked Snooki, and Snooki got paid. Ask Snooki. Look at her Facebook page. She said, when is the next function? I don't play those games. Scooter hired her. I didn't hire Snooki. Scooter hired Snooki for two categories. She got paid lovely for two categories. Two categories. That's all it was. And you call that a mini ball, Kelly? Two categories? Or three categories? That's a mini ball? Nah, there ain't no mini ball. There ain't no mini ball. That's why I say the girls always lying. Like, they're always looking for something to say. I handle all my shit like nothing goes wrong. I throw a free function. It don't mean shit to me.
Well,
that's the real story. And you know it's out of my control.
Well, I definitely want to thank you for calling in, Omar. Definitely telling your side of the story, honey. Because I was only going by all the screenshots the girls was putting in my inbox today, honey, about the globe, honey. And I was like, girl, oh, no.
Yeah, but, you know the globe. You know I'm about that life, Kelly. I don't be playing games like that. I make sure everything go right. If the cops would have shut the function down, I would have gave everybody back their money. But we had a nice function. Everybody came out and had a good time. I was happy to see each other, and that's it. And now I'm having a free ball now. What else they got to say? You get in for fucking free. What the fuck?
It's 10 o'clock.
Okay, well, I can't wait to see the flyer for the free function. I hope I'm in town, honey, and I will definitely.
Yeah, it's called Gone Too Soon. That's going to be the name of the event, Gone Too Soon. And bring it in the name of, different people like Alora, Jennifer, you know, and it's free because I keep my word. If they mad, I'm going to be like, all right, we're going to throw a free function. So that'll shut everybody up.
It's definitely a lot of girls just going too soon, honey, okay? I am so sick and tired of seeing rest in peace on Facebook, honey, okay? So many people have died in the last week. It's ridiculous, honey. Every time you turn around, it's rest in peace to somebody on Facebook, honey, okay? But
we won't be at that hall, so look forward to the new address. Because I don't rent nothing I can't control, so we won't be at that hall.
Thank you. Hey, daughter, shout out to my daughter, the icon, Naomi Amazon, honey, all the way in Paris and shit. Daughter, it is 4 o'clock in the morning, daughter. What are you doing up?
Honey, it's 4 o'clock in the morning in Paris, honey, okay? Jason Marcus, are y'all still there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, honey, baby. But, yeah, I'm so sick and tired of seeing Rest in Peace on Facebook. I don't know how true it is, Jason, but did Miss Singh really pass away from Baltimore?
Who?
Miss Papers.
Who the hell is Miss Papers?
Denisha Papers.
Denisha Papers.
Oh, you know, I keep forgetting you're old. I keep forgetting you one of those.
Are you talking about that deaf child?
Yes.
I don't know her.
I keep forgetting you're an Octagon Warehouse and Tracks type of girls, Miss Thing. I keep forgetting you're an old, forgive me for saying that deaf girl.
I don't know if she is. I haven't seen nothing.
I seen somebody put it up on Facebook, but no. Okay, Christian said no. The girls are so fierce, Miss Thing girl. The girls are so tired and trifling, Miss Thing. I don't understand. I don't understand why would somebody kill somebody on Facebook, or
this same way people fake their own death on Facebook and then come back to life and say their page.
Very Baltimore about the situation. Very Baltimore.
I think that's so horrible and so motherfucking tacky for girls to kill people and to kill themselves on motherfucking Facebook. Like, bitch, what the fuck do you get out of killing somebody on Facebook? What do you get out of killing yourself on Facebook and then coming back 2-3 weeks later after bitches are crying and put rest in peace and you ain't answering your phone and all types of shit? Like, I think that is so latent, it's disgusting. Thank you.
Did you recap Kentucky?
No. Tell us about Kentucky. I'm just gagging. Go ahead. I need to take a break.
I don't know much about it. Maybe Larry or Tiana or Persia or one of the people that were there could call me and tell us about it.
Larry, if you out there, Persia or Tiana, somebody call us and give us a tea on what happened in Kentucky. People are really sick and demented.
I beat Amaya to work today.
Yeah, you beat Amaya to work today. Amaya told me she was going to be 20 to 30 minutes late because she was taking care of something and stuff, baby. But now this bitch is a whole hour late, Miss Day. We're going to have to dock her pay. I think we're going to have to dock her pay. Or well, I think she was scared because I told her I had some tea on her, Miss Day. So that's why she probably ain't. I told her I had some tea up on her, Miss Day. You know. So she probably out here listening to the show on the radio, Miss Day. On the thing. Amaya, call in here, Miss Day, girl, okay? Call in here. Stop running from the tea, Miss Day. If you running around sleeping with people, husbands out there in Chicago, Amaya, Miss Day, girl, that ain't got nothing to do with us, Miss Day, because the girls don't call me, Miss Day. Y'all send me pictures of you laying with that girl husband in your bed, Miss Day, girl. I'm just saying, stop sleeping with people, man, Miss Thing girl, honey, okay? And then you falling asleep with that boy in the bed, Miss Thing, and he took a picture, Miss Thing, and somebody spit out his phone, Miss Thing. Yeah, he took a picture with him and Amaya laying in the bed, Miss Thing girl, honey. I don't know what he was going to do with the picture, Miss Thing, but then somebody else got it out his phone, Miss Thing, and sent it to me, Miss Thing girl, and I was gagging, like, oh, no, my sister laying up with people hustling, Miss Thing. She bringing treasure snatching back for 2018? Honey, she's definitely trying to reclaim her time, Miss Thing, because you know her and Tiana don't have a problem with snatching somebody's husband and sleeping with somebody's husband. I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, y'all know those are my sisters, Miss Thing, bitch. They don't have a problem with sleeping with somebody's husband, Miss Thing. So keep your husband on a leash, Miss Thing, when you see Amaya Khan around, honey, or you see the icon Tiana Ebony around, bitch. Keep your man on a leash, Miss Thing, because they don't have a problem with snatching your man up, Miss Thing, girl, honey, and sucking him up, flipping them down and smacking them home. Oh no, I'm just saying. You know, those are some nasty gutter bucket souls, Miss Thing. But I love them. They still my sisters. I'm just saying, honey, okay? Jason, who you were sleeping with this weekend?
What?
I said, who you were sleeping with this weekend?
Myself.
Oh.
I'm saving it for the, oh, well, they ain't paid for no promotion, so we can't talk about it, but I'm saving it for that weekend.
Oh, you gonna be a hoe that weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Probably
okay.
Gonna break the bed.
Don't forget on 11/11, honey. On my event page, honey, baby, all my categories will be dropping on 11/11, honey. Okay, for the big, the bold, beautiful world part two, honey. On 11/11, I'll be dropping all the rest of my categories on 11/11, honey. You know I'm here for this shit. Like I told y'all last week, Wednesday, honey, I'm getting my sister in full. I'm getting the icon, Beverly, Kool-Aid, Nanushka, okay? Miss Rahi, honey, I'm getting her amped and ready, bitch, honey, for her grand march, bitch, okay? She coming through. Bitch, okay, I'm just saying, not a gutter slap. Yes, they some gutter slapping hoes, bitch. Jason is too, bitch, but she on retirement. She put that pussy on retirement right now, Sister Cruz, honey. You know, she's saving herself right now. But Jason's a gutter bucket snipe hoe too, Miss Thank Girl.
Really?
You know, all my,
I refuse,
and all my sisters
get,
are hoes.
I refuse to get on your live. Let me get on your live and see what's going on.
Miss Thang, I'm just saying, Miss Thang, if you are gonna snipe and bucket ass motherfucking hoe, Miss Thang, you are, Miss Thang. She just put that pussy on reserve, Miss Thang, girl, Sister Cruz, honey, okay, bitch? Marcus is
well,
the
Kelly,
only one.
Everybody, but Kelly, they sending you the dick picture.
Right. I'm the gutter slut, but they sending you the dick pictures. Help me help you understand.
The y'all hoes are really here to start the shit tonight, I see.
Well, I mean, they no longer speak to me, so it don't even matter to me no motherfucking
yeah.
more.
But
you want that?
Yeah.
But that's
what
goes to show. That just goes to show.
Fuck yeah. My ball is May 4th. 2019 here in New York City, bitch. Okay, it's the big, the bold, and the beautiful part two. Hosted by me, honey. Okay, Trans Man Realness is $2,000 for Trans Man Realness, and we have a slew of other cash categories. All the rest of the categories is cash as well, honey. So all you hoes out there, bitch, the Trans Man will be in the motherfucking building, bitch, okay? And MC Deborah is going to be in the motherfucking building, and I gotta work on our looks for Grand March and stuff, Miss Thang, so she can come out and give y'all bitches a nasty motherfucking Vogue session, bitch. And hopefully her voice get there before the ball, and we can at least get one chant out of her, Miss Thang, honey, okay? At least just one chant. I'm ready to, I'm just saying.
Jason said he's gonna sponsor Majestic, but it gotta be 10 or bigger.
Ooh, yeah.
You
said
what?
Yes, ooh, I like that category.
He's sponsoring Majestic.
Jason,
it gotta be 10 or bigger.
Magic Stick? Jason, that's what you wanna sponsor?
Yes, I'm gonna sponsor Majestic, work Marcus.
But they gotta be 10 or bigger.
They gotta be 10 or better. And Jason, are you gonna have a measuring tape to measure?
Ooh, bitch, I love it. Yes.
Are you gonna have a measuring tape to measure if they're 10 or better, Jason? Or are you gonna use your mouth?
Cam. I don't put my mouth on any and everything, so there will be measuring tape.
Oh my God! Okay, so we got a new category. It's not a new category. It's a category they used to have back in the days. And Jason, I know Jason likes to bring old categories back, honey. Magic Stick, 10 and better, sponsored by Jason Bridges LaBeija, honey. Magic Stick. Okay.
And Justin Armstrong.
Uh-huh.
Sponsored by Juicing with the J's.
Oh, sponsored by, excuse me, sponsored by Juicy with the J's Magic Stick, honey, okay? Oh, my God. You got bitches up. You got people up here talking about they're going to sponsor, they're going to sponsor that, and they're going to sponsor that, too. Baby, y'all girls are hoes, listen. I haven't, the last time I seen that category, I think it was at, was it the Chicago Awards Ball, or was it at Marco's Rag to Riches Ball? I think it was the Rag to Riches Ball was the last time I seen that category.
Well,
and,
we did.
And the winner of that category was Bobby Mizrahi, honey. He won that category that night. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, honey. And the Fifth Queen walk. No, Fifth Queen can't walk that category.
One chop.
So y'all saying
if a Fifth Queen, if a transgender woman come out and walk magic stick, Miss That Girl, she ought to be shot. Miss That, because nobody wants to see that. Miss That Girl, okay?
You gotta put,
oh my God, bitches is gonna talk about what's Bobby's Facebook page. I'm not telling y'all his Facebook page.
So we did 500 last year. We're gonna do 500 again this year.
Oh, $500 Juicy with the J's is sponsoring $500 Magic Stick, and Juicy with the J's will be judging that category. And I don't want to be out there for that category. Okay, baby. It's open to all. No, it is not.
No.
It is not open to all, honey. No, Letitia, the category is not open to all. I don't know what they want to do. That's up to them. If they want to see femme queens and drag queens come out there and walk this category, then let them go ahead on and get their life, honey, okay?
Okay.
Oh, Letitia said y'all not playing fair. It's no shame, Miss Day. One of the trans girls might come out and win that category over a butch queen.
They ain't winning that category.
Jason, they will beat you, Jason.
Yeah, okay. This is a male category, a cis male category. You can be mad or whatever. It is a male category. Now, if a trans man want to come out there with something in his pants and he can make it look real, then a trans man is more than welcome.
Mm-mm.
I don't want to see.
That's not how it works, Jason. That's not how any of that works.
Hmm.
Oh, well, hold on. We got a caller. Hold on. 443-814. You're live on the air.
Kelly, I think y'all be sabotaging people. I'm at the gym listening. I did not hit one at all. This is Enrique. Hey, what's up, ladies and gentlemen?
I'm gonna screenshot it right now. I'm going to screenshot it, and I'm going to send it, and I just screenshot it, and I'm going to send it to your phone, and it is a thing next to your number.
Roderick Gardner, since you think it should be $1,000,
okay,
you need
Corey,
to
I'll
cash,
get you back on hold.
Then
you
need
said,
to cash
you,
at Kelly.
You think it should be $1,000.
Right, and if you think it should be $1,000 and you cash at me or Justin your $500 to make it $1,000, and you can sit up there and judge too. Other than that, shut the fuck up.
He's a doctor.
Baby,
so
when I tell you, it's gonna be some thirsty.
He got $1,000
to sell. Who got $1,000 to sell?
You, Rodney Gardner, right?
Yeah, he said it should be $1,000.
He a doctor. He got coins. Cash mm-hmm. app your coin over.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, let me tell you something. It's gonna be some girls up there, Miss Thing, with their, because I remember the last time they had the category, bitch. The girls is up there with their phones out, Miss Thing, bitch, and was taking pictures. Y'all know, and I'm letting y'all know now, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? Any bitch that go live, Miss Thing, y'all already know y'all gonna get blocked on Facebook, bitch. So y'all just better be taking pictures, Miss Thing, or making videos, bitch. Because if you go live, bitch, you gonna get blocked for nudity.
Well, so far, it's up to 500. Letitia says she putting money, so that's $550. Keep it going, keep it going. Y'all can make it $1,000, but y'all better cash at me, Kelly, or Justin your half for the money. Because they will come looking for y'all.
Y'all cash app Jason or Justin y'all money, and they'll send it to me all at one time, bitch. That's going to be a mess, Miss That Girl. What I tell you, so many, I haven't seen that. The last time I seen that category, it was a lot of kids that came out and walked, Miss That. But those kids ain't around anymore, Miss That Girl. You were gag, Jason. You said it's a male figure category. You were gagging that a Vogue Femme come out and walk and win that category.
I don't have a problem with Vogue Femme me.
You ain't got wrong with no me.
Watch your mouth. Watch your mouth.
Okay. No, Letitia, it's not open to all. Letitia, I do not want to see no... I do not want to see no transgender girls coming out there. Oh, MC Deborah is definitely, you know it's me and my sister Boyd, Dante, Miss Thing, bitch, okay? You know my sister going to be in the building. I'm trying, y'all already know she walk in with her cane, bitch. Hopefully by the time the ball comes, she'll be walking without her cane, and she'll get her voice back together so we can at least get a little chant out of her, okay? Bitch, y'all already know. Baby, but yeah, so that's one of the categories. So y'all know we got Trans Man Realness for $2,000, and we got Magic Stick for $500 now, sponsored by Juicing with the J's, honey. So that's two categories right there that y'all all know. Oh, she on live. Was she on the live? I didn't even see her. Where's she at? Oh, there she go right there. Oh, hey, sis. Oh, my sister's in the building, honey, okay? Bitch, sis, okay? Because y'all know my sister types down. Sister, are you ready for Grand March May 4th, sis? Okay, my sister on the live. MC Deborah, to everybody that's on YouTube, MC Deborah is on the live on Facebook, and she's typing on the live on Facebook. Sis, you ready for Grand March, honey? She already told me she wanted to judge, honey, okay, bitch, okay. I told her I want her to get ready for Grand March. She talk about, am I judging, honey, okay? Bitch, you know you going to judge, bitch. She judged the last one, bitch. The girls be upset with my sister, honey, okay, bitch, yeah, and stuff. Yo, I don't know, hold on, we got a couple of callers. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jason, for that category, I mean, I think everybody needs to be circumcised because I think that it could get really nasty out there.
Hello, speak to yourself because some people like uncircumcised penises, so.
But it could get really nasty out there when people start unleashing. I'm just saying, it could get disturbing out there.
If they uncircumcised, they should be chopped because they uncircumcised. That's discrimination.
Well, maybe you can do like Marlon did to that girl the other week. You can give them tens, but just vote over them. Don't even look at them. Just vote over them.
but if they really are, Carla, can you tell if they circumcised or not?
You said, well,
if they really are,
I have heard that there are people that you can't tell, but for the most part, you could tell when that pink head's sticking out. You could tell, and it's ugly.
I've only seen uncircumcised penises on dark skinned men that kind of look ugly. So, and most of them was Jamaican.
So you dick shaming.
So that's what was going on when you.
Y'all so disrespectful, baby, okay? Why people who uncircumcised me can't walk your category?
I didn't say they couldn't.
You just want to see, you don't want to just see a big penis, I think. You also want to see one that looks appealing.
I'm going to keep it real, right? I think that anybody that walked that category, they're gonna know that their penis is cute and come and walk the category. I don't think nobody with an ugly penis is actually gonna come and walk that category. Because you can have a big penis and this shit is ugly as dog shit, bitch. And the girls will still read you on the internet. I'm just saying.
You'll be surprised.
Mm-hmm.
But Naima gonna win anyway, so it don't even matter.
Carla, well, you know what? You was about to make me say something.
Okay, thank you, private caller. Press 1 and take your hand down. I'm going to go to the next private caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello, hello, hello. Hey, y'all. This is Dr.
Hey.
Gardner. Hey.
Ain't nobody here for no doctors. Ain't nobody
No, baby, I called for you, Jason. Juicy Red. If I wanted to sponsor your category, I could. It's not a problem, but the thing is, see, I can't really tell I want to say because I know y'all say no free promotion, so... But just say, I'm just going to say this. I'm bringing back three categories for my ball next year, and that was one of the categories I'm bringing back. It's going to be more than $1,000. So.
Good for you.
That's all I was just saying, Joe. But, no, but for real, Jace, I mean, I'm going to try to be shady now, Jace. I was just saying.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Dr. Gardner, the best way to show people that you have your coin is sponsor another coin. So would you like to send a donation?
I'm thinking too who I want to choose my money to. So I mean, it's not no problem. I've spent a lot all through the last 5 years. So I mean, it's not a problem. But I choose the people I want to give my money to. Though, but I don't know.
Oh, you say you don't want to give your money to Kelly? I understand.
Oh shit, Marcus, stop your shit.
Please do.
Nah, I just said what he said. He said he chooses to give his money to who he chooses to give his money to.
Yeah, I do. I mean, because also I have I'm kind of like almost, I have to have kind of control over the ball because my money was given out several times before to people who didn't deserve the money. And me and the promoter, we got into it about this, so they're banned from my list of promotion because I feel like you people just giving out money because the judges, you know, they're just giving to the people who I didn't think deserve the money, personally. But anyway, so Jason, I can tell you, you know, because I know, I remember the ball.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, we'll be talking after the show. So
why you cut him off? Why
you
let him finish what he had to say?
I just said we'll be talking after the show so he knows where to cash up his $500 to make that category 1,000.
He don't cash up, bitch. He got Zelle.
But whatever. Hmm. We'll be talking. As long as we have it by the time of the day of that category, he can sit up there and judge too. And since he's a doctor, he can have it on the gloves and he can actually touch the penis.
I'm not touching my penis. So, anyway, I was just saying because I know when guys had the category, she didn't want to create the category, guys were. And she always told me, she said, if I ever do it, it had to be $1,000 or more. That's what I was just saying, out of respect to her, because that was her category. So, that's what I was saying. $500 wasn't enough.
Okay. Well, would you like to make it $1,000 a board? Do you have something on the
category myself, Marcus.
Oh, so you having your own category?
Yeah,
okay,
I have a category. I had my own ball in June. Like I said, I didn't want to touch because like I said, no, I haven't bought my flyer yet. Cause I'm buying everything in June because like I said, I'm buying everything in the end of December, beginning of January. For my flyers, you know, moving inside the group.
Are you having a ball with Tate Print?
Who? I don't know who that is, but.
Get out my inbox while I'm on this show. That was fierce. Well, thank you, Dr. Price.
He said Dr. Gardner. Why are you?
Well, I called him Dr. Price.
Girl, y'all hoes are nasty, honey.
I ain't nasty at all.
Mm-mm. You, Justin?
Next caller.
Honey, y'all sponsoring?
What is he talking about? Who? Maybe you should come to work on time and you'll know.
I don't know who the Joker is, baby. And you said you was calling in here, baby. So I'm not talking about that unless you calling in here. Because I don't know what you're talking about. And I ain't here for the shit.
Me
and my computer is trying to hang up on this Facebook Live right now. My computer is trying to hang up on this shit, bitch. I keep pressing this motherfucking button. so it won't motherfucking hang up on a lot also coming on her video. So it won't hang up on his live, because hang up, bitch, girl. I ain't coming back, bitch. I'm letting y'all know now.
Me, bro, I'm asleep.
They
want
that
sleeping,
bitch.
Jason about to fall asleep, bitch, and I ain't got time for her to be snoring.
I'm about to fall asleep.
Bitch.
I'm wide awoke right now.
Oh, you wide awoke? You must have got a day coming over.
I'm getting inboxes about this. I'm about this category. And people in my inbox, I'm not showing no favoritism just because you inbox me pictures of your penis. The ball not till May.
Oh, so people are auditioning already? y'all girls are disrespectful, girl. So you got bitches over there auditioning already before the category?
Uh-huh.
Girl,
and I
y'all know her.
And I didn't already see some of y'all on Jack, so I don't need y'all sending them to my inbox now.
Girl, well, catch her 11-11. Catch her 11-11, honey. Her throat is definitely going to be definitely up, honey. Catch her 11-11, honey, for your live audition, honey. She will be in D.C., honey, okay? Her throat is definitely deep.
That girl. I don't like doing that.
I went to a sex party a couple of years ago, and I already told her, Miss Day girl, if she wanna take the whole 10 inches, Miss Day, then hang her head off the edge of the bed, Miss Day girl. It'll all go down, honey. So if you gonna audition 11-11, honey, hit me up and I'll send you the address to her. For you to audition, honey, okay? Just because you audition and just because you perform in her mouth don't mean that you're going to win the $500.
No. <Mm-mm.
laughs> I keep telling you girls this thing. Just because y'all know people gonna be on the judges panel and all type of shit, Miss Say, and y'all perform and do tricks with them, Miss Say, and do My Little Pony and all type of shit on their dick, Miss Say, girl, and get your knees all dirty, Miss Say, girl, and then you gag, Miss Say, girl, and you be sitting up there on camera looking stupid, Miss Say, girl. I just sucked her dick. She just dog fucked the. She done monkey dog, gorilla dog dick me down, Miss Say, girl. Me, Miss Say, girl. Bitch, you was just a fuck. That's gonna be nigga pick you, and just because y'all send y'all pictures to Jason inbox, Miss Day, and she might suck y'all dick on 11-11, Miss Day, don't mean that y'all gonna win. Miss Day, I'm just saying, this category is open to gay men and transgender men, honey, okay? We don't want to see no drag queens with they meet out. I don't want to see no transgender woman with they meet out, baby. And I don't want to see nobody that's coming up here that's saying they gender nonconformative with they meet out.
I don't even like sucking dick. So it won't be no auditions with me. Or no 11-11, because I don't put my lips on
y'all already. Y'all see what type of audition y'all got to give. She said she don't like sucking dick. So if she don't like sucking dick, y'all know what the other thing is.
She don't like sucking dick on 11-11. You have to.
She don't like sucking dick, but
that
y'all can definitely.
Y'all got to catch her on the 10.
Y'all could definitely go down to DuPont Circle to CVS on DuPont Circle, and if you give them the code Jess Kelly JUSSKELLY, they'll give you $2 off the double bottle of motherfucking Fleet, Miss Thing Girl, and you only have to pay $6.99 for it. You'll get $2 off, but you gotta use the code Jess Kelly, honey, to get your discount off the Fleet.
$8.99, honey,
but if you use Jess Kelly at the CVS and DuPont Circle, you could definitely get a discount.
Wait a minute, somebody said so I can pull out my best deal. Ew, no!
What?
Now they talk about deal. Oh, my God, what the hell?
No.
I'm just saying, honey, get your shit, baby. Get in where y'all fitting, honey. I'm just saying.
No,
okay?
No, no. That's what gets you chopped. Okay?
I'm just saying, get in where y'all fitting. I don't know what's going on with this shit, bitch, but this shit is keep trying to shut all of this shit down. I don't know what is going on with my computer. I don't know what is going on with my computer tonight. But all of this shit is trying. All of this shit is trying to shut down tonight. And I don't know what the fuck is going on. I don't know what the fuck is going on. Hold on. And I keep pressing cancel, but this shit is, damn, Fleet, $8.99, a two-pack in New York. Oh, I don't know how much, I don't know how much Fleet is. I ain't never buy a Fleet or never use a Fleet in my ass, Miss Day. So I don't know how much the motherfucking Fleet costs, Miss Day. I'm just saying, I thought that it would be like $8.99, Miss Day, girl, for a twin-pack. Jason, how much is the twin-pack of Fleet?
I don't know. I ain't never bought no Fleet in New York.
Oh, well, how much is the twin pack in Baltimore?
$4.99.
Oh, $4.99? Oh, okay. That's that cheap shit, bitch. That's that right. That's that generic brand shit, bitch. See,
no, that's CVS. Thank you. That's a double pack.
Oh, yeah, see, that's the CVS brand. See, bitch, if I was the type of bitch that had to do all of that shit, bitch, I'm going to give me the good shit, bitch. I don't want that motherfucker.
Well, I have a hose. So I don't have to go to CVS. I have a hose. Thank you.
you got the long white hose, Jason, that after you finish washing up, you take the shower head off and then you hook the hose up on it and pull it down?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what that be? That's what that be in the girl's bathroom? I thought because I got one of those bitch, but that's what I use to wash my hair. So y'all girls be using that? That's what y'all be using the dish with?
Girl in my box, talk about you walking and you gonna be grand prize. Don't get locked up, please, because I will call the police on you.
The garden hose. Oh, that's that old school Fleet. Oh, Cedric said that's that old school Fleet.
No, I'm not talking about the one that I used to use, that hot water bottle one. They don't even make them no more.
I remember I used to see the girls used to use the Pepsi bottle too, the 2 liter Pepsi bottle.
Oh my god!
I don't see some girls use 2 liter Pepsi bottles before.
They ain't got no inside. How you stick a Pepsi bottle up your butt? Oh, my God.
Well, you're not sticking the whole Pepsi bottle up it. You're just sticking the rim of the Pepsi thing up in there.
That's the part that hurt, I'm sure.
I'm just saying, Miss Day Girl. I don't know, Miss Day Girl. That's what all you
so
girls
got to
go
with
through.
Pepsi Cola?
No wonder they be saying that pussy tastes like Pepsi Cola.
Yeah, that's where that came from. My pussy tastes MC Cola.
That's not good.
Buddy, I'm just saying. If y'all pussy running right here tasting like Pepsi Cola, I don't know, Miss That Girl.
And
I mean,
if you walk in that category and you one of them people that I know you had steel pumped into your penis, it's a chop.
Well, how you know?
Oh,
how you
know
they got silicone? How you know they got silicone?
Oh, I don't know.
I ain't think nobody ain't get no silicone pumps in their penis in years.
Well, we'll know then.
Oh, shit is that? I don't know what type of jailhouse shit is that. I'm just saying, honey. I don't know what type of jailhouse shit is that. This computer is getting on my nerves, and I'm not going to do this all night. Keep clicking this button to keep this motherfucker and to keep these windows open, honey. Because it's trying to reload these windows. I'm not going to do this all night long.
Somebody just inboxed me and asked me, was there an age limit or who could walk that? No, you can be 20, 21 or 65, I guess, because, hey, old people got penises too.
No, they mean they've been young.
Jason loves that old dick, bitch. She loves
21 and older, because I don't want to feel like I'm no pedophile. So 21, you must be 21.
Girl,
Jason,
you're
are y'all coming
rules.
On? Y'all
you don't
coming on tomorrow? Cause I'm not going to keep sitting here clicking this button all night long.
What did you say?
Are y'all coming on tomorrow?
Yeah, we coming on tomorrow because I'm not staying at that job till no 10 o'clock tomorrow night. But we will, I will not be tired because when we get off this phone, I'm going to bed. So, yes, we will be on
tomorrow. I know it is Daryl. I have to take the computer. It's not a virus that I have on my computer. I had to take my phone into the shop on Friday and get a new phone because me listening to a dumb bitch sent me the iOS 12 2 months ago, the beta version, and I uploaded it to my phone and I uploaded it to my computer. And I had to take my whole phone into the Apple store for them to give me a whole nother motherfucking phone because they couldn't take the beta off of my phone. So I think that's the same thing that's going on to my computer because I got the beta on my computer too. So I got to take my computer into the shop as well. And so that's what it is. And it's getting on my fucking nerves, child. So, but don't forget tomorrow night, Juicy with the J's. We'll be live on the air tomorrow night. I'll be back here next week, Monday, honey, with a whole bunch more tea and drama and scandals and stuff. Allegedly, everything I say is allegedly, honey. Okay, bitch, and stuff like that. And yes, Jason will have her knee pads for the BBB part two, honey. Okay, honey, just And if anybody needs to get beefed up before the category, Jason don't have a problem with bringing out her knee pads and helping y'all get beefed up before the category.
Girl, if you do not stop, please do not listen to this woman. I do not like sucking dick. That is one of the worst things I do. I will purposely put my teeth all over your dick because I don't like sucking dick. So do not listen to this woman. She is setting y'all up.
Yeah, she got that deep throat. Her throat is disrespectful. I'm telling y'all, y'all sit here, y'all play. I'm telling you, me and him and Marcus shared an Airbnb together, Mistake Girl. I thought the boy was tearing the motherfucking curtains down in the motherfucking bathroom, Mistake Girl. The whole fucking shower rod had came down and everything, bitch. The way Jason was sucking up on the bathroom, girl. We lost the motherfucking deposit, Mistake Girl. She was sucking that boy so hard, Mistake, the curtains came down and stuff, Mistake. I'll be back here next week, Monday, honey, but we always be here for the motherfucking shit, honey. This is all been a Petty Mondays, honey, bitch. Make sure you text your girlfriends. I am your girlfriend, and let them know we was live, honey. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway you do go into, please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely be your own. Good night.
I'm going to kill her.
I had to do